If it's October and there's a helicopter circling a crab boat off of Unalaska's shores, that usually means the Deadliest Catch team is filming. Not so last Wednesday. The Coast Guard helicopter flying toward the fishing vessel Bulldog was actually part of a safety drill meant to teach responders how to rescue vessels in distress using an emergency towing system. In this scenario, the Bulldog plays the role of the vessel in trouble. The helicopter drops the emergency towing system, or ETS, package on board, and then the Bulldog's crew uses that to connect to a Coast Guard cutter.
Bulldog, Sherman.
Sherman, Bulldog.
Bulldog, Sherman, we request that you stream out all 600 feet of the messenger.
Copy that.
That's easier said than done. While the drill was scheduled to take 2 hours, it ended up being closer to five as the crew of the cutter Sherman learned all of the tricks to using the ETS. It took a few tries to link up. Derek Gibson is a supervisor of the Coast Guard's Marine Safety Detachment in Unalaska. He says that if this had been a real emergency, the whole process would have probably been a little more hurried.
The speed probably would have been a lot faster.
But the whole point of the drill wasn't to figure out how fast the vessel could be rescued. It was to get people who had never even seen an ETS before more comfortable with the system.
The old adage, practice makes perfect. It's kind of the same thing. Keep doing it over and over.
According to Coast Guard Commander Scott Johnson, that familiarity is useful not just for responding to vessels in danger, but also for training. When the cargo ship Golden Seas went adrift last year, none of the responders on the icebreaker Tor Viking had ever used an ETS. But there were people in town who had.
So the people who were involved in the drills last year were the actual people who were training the Tor Viking crew before they went out and had a very successful recovery of the Golden Seas before she drifted ashore and broke up and caused an environmental disaster.
The emergency towing system was developed after the Selinding IU went aground on Unalaska Island and caused a major fuel spill. That accident and others like it caused the city government, the state government, and the Coast Guard to team up to find a way to get large disabled vessels under control, says John Brown with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. While ETS was mostly developed to be used on larger boats, Brown says that they also make it easier to rescue fishing vessels. The system they tested this Wednesday was smaller than the standard ETS and more maneuverable.
It's just a lot safer way of getting a line over to the distressed vessel. You don't need to be in such close quarters. You can give yourself some room.
Right now, the state is currently working on a way to bring a small ETS system to St. Paul. Kodiak, Anchorage, and Sitka all have large systems on hand, and Unalaska has both sizes. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.